Hey, hey, welcome to the Corner Office at Home podcast. My name is Ruth Sheridan, and this is the show for the realist entrepreneur. Say goodbye to all the BS, smoke and mirrors, and lies you see on the internet and social media, and welcome to the way it really is. Awesome. Awesome. So welcome everyone. It's Ruth here and welcome to the Corner Office at Home. In this podcast and in this live broadcast, we are all about really sharing the real deal about entrepreneurship, about, you know, all the BS that we see on the internet, all the so-called people who are successful but really are just wannabes. And we're here to deliver the real deal for you. So we're going to be talking about things that are going on in the world that really impact how we operate in our businesses. And also, we're going to be giving you some really solid business tips. I'm not talking about fluff and little tips, solid things that you can take and actually implement into your own businesses to start turning things around and start protecting yourself and your family financially from all of the things that are happening in this world. So the format of this show, if you've been following along so far, is really up until now, it's been a lot of marketing tips, a lot of things you can implement in your business, and that's going to continue. However, the show is going to take on a bit of a different spin now because of the world we're living in. We want to deliver the real deal to you. We want you to be aware of what's going on and how it's going to impact you, your families, your business, so that you can be ready and you can be protected by all of the chaos and craziness that's going on. Now, there is a fee for this show, right? We have a fee. The fee is, if you get value from it, if you get an aha moment, if you get inspired, if you take action on something, then share it. Share it, because people need to hear this message. They need to learn these tools so that they can fight back too. So I have my friend and my partner here, Miss Liberty Lisa M. And I'm so glad you're here, Lisa, with me. I usually do this all on my own.
Thanks, Ruth. I'm so glad to be here. And, you know, this is, it's really a pleasure to be able to help people kind of see through all the muck that's in our world today. Because I think, you know, as you said, everyone needs tools to decide what to do and how to do it. And in order to do that, you've got to be able to look at what's really going on around us. And what I don't want people to do is to just let life happen to them. I want everyone to understand that they can do something, and we're here to give them that honest, real life look, as well as tools that they can use every day to make their lives and their businesses grow and become better.
Absolutely. So we've been kind of searching the internet for things that are kind of going on in the world that are relevant to entrepreneurship and really things that people need to be aware of. And I know, Lisa, you came across a news story that when you told me about it, I was like, yeah, we got to share this.
Yeah. This is cringeworthy. Yeah. This is cringeworthy. And, you know, I left corporate America quite a few years ago, and I've been an entrepreneur ever since. And I really preach entrepreneurialism because of the freedom it gives you, freedom of choice. And for a long time, we've known that corporations really don't care about their employees. They've seen it. We've seen it over and over again. We saw it during the pandemic. We continue to see it. And this this headline, this piece of information that we ran across tells the story. I'm going to read the headline.
Yeah, I was blown away. It reminded me of when I was back in corporate and the cheesy stuff that used to happen.
Cheesy stuff. Here's the headline. Burger King worker goes viral after receiving paltry gift bag. Now, let me explain what happened here. This is a gentleman, his name's Kevin Ford. He has worked for Burger King at the McCarran International Airport in Las Vegas. So obviously a very busy Burger King for 27 years.
Holy, God bless you.
I did a little research. He's never missed a day of work. He's never called in sick. He's never, you know, he's never missed a day of work. 27 years at the Burger King at McCarran International Airport. Now, maybe some of your listeners, our listeners know what corporations typically do. You know, when somebody's worked for their company for 25, 30 years, they usually have some kind of retirement celebration. I've even heard of people being given like gold watches and things as a retirement celebration. Well, let me tell you what Burger King decided they wanted to value Kevin Ford's 27 years of service with: a gift bag that included a Starbucks cup, a single movie ticket, and a bag of Reese's Pieces.
Man.
Thanks, Kevin. Now, I was so blown away by this that I did a little bit more research, and I did discover his manager, the manager of that Burger King at the McCarran International Airport, also threw in a slice of chocolate cake for it.
Oh,
so yeah, they were really grateful for his service. Now, why are we so blown away by this?
I just think that, you know, so many people have been indoctrinated and bought into the corporate culture of these big companies, right? But really, people are just like this tiny little cog in the wheel. And I, you know, I spent 25 years of my life in corporate climbing the ladder. Now, the later years, thank goodness I worked in a small entrepreneurial company. I was still an employee, but we were very entrepreneurial, and we treated people differently. But when I was in big corporate America, man, I thought I was all that back then, but I was young and foolish. And now I look back and, you know, no one remembers who I was or what I did, or I was just a cog in the wheel.
I think you nailed it, Ruth, a cog in the wheel. And people, most commonly people that work for corporations, are quite disposable and or dispensable. And, you know, it's interesting to me, as we talk to people about entrepreneurship, there's a real fear that many people have. They don't want to leave the security of their corporate jobs. And, you know, sometimes it takes sharing stories like this with people to really help them wake up and see you care a lot more about your corporation and your job there than they care about you.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
A bag of Reese's Pieces is a real strong message.
That's just like disgusting. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
And you know that, like, not
the
that
story has a happy ending.
Oh, right? tell the ending. The story.
We know that there are a lot of people who, there are quite a few people who heard about this and learned about this and started a GoFundMe campaign for Kevin Ford and ended up raising over $300,000 for him, which I think was incredibly well deserved. And, you know, I'm glad he did it, because it really brought attention to, you know, what's going on with corporations and how awful this kind of thing is. But the kind of attention I want it to bring is to give courage to those people who are continuing just that endless peddling on the corporate hamster wheel, to know that at the end of your 25, 27, 30 years, this is what you're going to be worth. Versus if you decide to invest in yourself and become an entrepreneur in 25, 27, 30 years, you get to determine what you're worth, and you make that happen.
Absolutely. And you know what? The other thing is, when you are an entrepreneur and you're, you know, like we are, we're running organizations of people, we can determine the culture. Yeah. We can determine how people get treated, right? And that's the beauty of entrepreneurship and, you know, getting away from big corporate America, is we can actually treat people and respect people as humans, not just cogs in the wheel.
Yeah.
When you showed me that story, I was like, oh my gosh, that's disgusting.
It's disgusting.
It made me think of when Reg was let go of his job. So back in April of 2020, you know, Reg had worked at a big company. In fact, it was the largest food services company in the world. They were based out of Paris, France, but they were massive. And, you know, he got a phone call hey, it's not working out anymore. We're giving you 3 months, the bare minimum. And, you know, that was the end of it.
Yeah.
And
the impact on people's lives, you know, these corporations are able to hang up the phone and go on, and they don't even think twice about it. And do we think for a second that they cared anything about what happened to Reg and his life and his income and, you know, could he pay his bills? And it's just not there. So, you know, I think part of the moral of this story is we really can only depend on ourselves. Mm-hmm. That old adage of look out for number one is true in today's corporate world, because I don't think you have any assurance that your company is going to look out for you.
Especially now. But here's the thing, and we've talked about this before. People, even people who, you know, have a side business or a side hustle, I don't like to call it that because it cheapens it, but people who have a side business and they're still working their job, right? Because that's what's paying their bills right now. I mean, that's important. We're not here to tell you go out and quit your job and be irresponsible. The thing is, what I've noticed is they will get up early. They'll get to their job on time. They'll work overtime. They'll work through their lunch. They'll bend over backward for bosses who are basically a-holes. And then when they look at their business, they won't do the same.
Yeah.
And it's got to be reverse. I mean, yeah, go to work, do the best job you can. But when it comes to building your business, that should be the first thing you do. That should be the first thing you think about in the morning and the first thing that, you know, the to-dos you cross off your list every day.
Yeah. And you bring up a good point, Ruth. So many people refer to this type of thing as a side hustle. And I believe that creates a mental picture in people's minds of, oh, it's just a side thing. It's not important. And so I think that what we want to try to help people do is to reframe what that is. And maybe this is your, you know, nest egg business, or maybe this is your college savings business or your dream home business or something that implies to people this is not just something on the side that can be taken lightly. Whatever it is that you're doing to build an entrepreneurial endeavor should be given the same amount of attention, dedication, and commitment that that job that's paying your bills gets from you. And yes, it's important. Of course, we're not saying don't show up for work or tell your boss to go jump in a lake or anything like that. We're not implying that at all. We're simply saying that find a way to give your entrepreneurial endeavor the same amount of heart and mental energy and commitment that you're giving that 9-to-5 job.
100%. And, you know, when I think about, you know, the businesses that we've created, and we, you know, both you and I have created multiple businesses. We're just not talking about, you know, the one of the businesses that we have now. You've got multiple businesses. I created multiple businesses over the years. And it's those businesses that protected my family. If it wasn't for those businesses, Reg and I would be screwed right now because he lost his job.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe that's the way to frame it, is to think about, you know, your side hustle is the thing that's going to protect you, your family, from all the bullshit that's happening in the world right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, so when I hear side hustle, I just want to take people and freaking give them a shake, because this is the last thing that entrepreneurship is a side hustle.
Yeah. Yeah. It's got to be taken far more seriously than that. And it's cool if people really just want something for some pocket money, you know, that's
totally
cool.
That's everybody different.
Choose how they want it. It's the folks that want to create that freedom, that don't want to let life happen to them, but they want to control their destiny, their future, their income. And those are the people that are, you know, the ones that have a true entrepreneurial endeavor. who want to leave that corporate behind. And, you know, unless you want a bag of Reese's Pieces in 25 years, I say find the tools and find the resources that you need to understand how to do this, because we're talking about this. And it sounds great, right? But I'm sure many of our listeners are going, cool, but how do we do that?
Yeah, 100%. So we want to kind of segue into it really is a tool, right?
Yeah.
That people can use to become more effective in their business day. I'm going to call it their business day, not their side hustle day. And I think it's this whole concept, you know, we always talk about consistency and how important it is, but it's consistency and getting better like 1% every day, which is going to lead people to the promised land, right? But I think a lot of times people just get stuck in this cog of let's just keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, and they never really move forward. So we've got like a really cool tool that's really easy to use, but man, is it effective.
Yeah, it's really effective. And what I love about it, Ruth, first of all, it's a tool that you and I use in our daily businesses. Mm-hmm. So we know how effective this can be. And what I love about it is it's not something that takes a ton of time. First of all, you get to create the foundation of the tool. So you're managing it, you're in control of it. But more importantly, one of the things we hear from so many people as they're trying to build something, but they have a 9-to-5 job, is they just don't have time. And this is something that really and truly doesn't take all that much time. Really, the time it takes is the time you decide you need to do the things that we're going to have you do here, right?
Absolutely. So the way it works, guys, is it's not some online program or anything. It's something that you're going to insert into your day every day to help you get better every day, be effective. And what I noticed, Lisa, you know, we've been doing this for a long time in different forms, but it allows me to have more free time. So the way it works is you're going to have a power list. So you're going to have a power list. And on this power list, you're going to have 5 spots, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. You are going to pick the 5 critical activities that you need to accomplish every single day to be a more effective human. And I say human because some of those things might relate to your health, your fitness, your diet, your mental health, your business, your relationships. So you're going to pick 5 things that are critical to you so that at the end of the day, if you've done those 5 things, you've won your day. And what this will do is it will develop also a habit of winning. Because when we win, 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 we start to believe that we can win, right?
Yeah.
If you don't do all 5 things, so as you do them, you're going to put a cross through them. You're going to write them on a paper, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. When you get them done, you're going to put a line through them, a strike through. If you've got 5 strike throughs at the end of the day, you're going to circle win at the bottom of the page. If you don't, you're either going to finish them or you're going to circle the big L. You lost your day. Now, there's going to be days where we lose our day. Stuff will happen. You know, life can get in the way. And you don't want to be that person who goes, oh, I lost the day. I'm a loser. I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm going to give up. No, you get up the next morning and you go, I'm going to freaking win my day this day. So Lisa, explain how, as certain things become habits, what we do with that list.
This is what I love because this list is dynamic, right? This list is dynamic. So whatever it is that you need to win your day today, those 5 things are going on the list. And we'll just throw out some examples. You might have on your list to exercise every day. For some people, exercising every day is what they need to win their day, and they're not doing it right now, or they're not doing it consistently. It might have to do with reading a certain amount every day, or something you do with your diet, or connecting with your family. So whatever it is, it's something that you're not currently doing consistently, but you know how important it is to advance your business. So those are the five things that are on your list. Now, every day when you do those things and you cross them off and you cross them off and you cross them off, there's going to come a time where you realize you don't have to consciously think about, oh, this is on my list, I got to do this today. It just becomes a habit. So there's going to come a day where you wake up and exercising is not even a question. You've got your exercise routine down pat. You don't need this on your power list anymore because now it's something you do. And at that point, it goes off the list, right? So you had five items. Now there's one that's become such a habit, you don't need it there anymore. So you take it off. Now, guess what? You've got another slot to fill. So now you've grown. You've grown as a person, and that means you've got room to bring in something else that's going to help you advance your business. So this list is dynamic, and it's always changing, updating, maybe not every day. Every few weeks, you should expect to see something go off the list and something new come on.
I love it, Lisa. And it's so funny because yesterday you and I connected, as we usually do at the beginning of the week, just to check in and, you know, set our goals and the things that we want to accomplish in the week. And we shared our power list with each other. I said, Lisa, what's your power list? Like, what's on it this week? And she said, yeah, I want to see yours too. It was kind of funny. Oh my gosh, our power lists were almost identical. Yeah. And we hadn't talked about it. We hadn't talked about what was going to be on our list or our goals yet. We usually do that on Mondays. And it was like, oh my gosh, no way. I've got that too.
Did you copy me? Exactly. And of course we can't because we're in different countries.
Exactly. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah. Although I think one of the things that it says is it means we're really in alignment with what our businesses need to move forward. I want to touch bases too and just mention to everyone that this is a daily practice. So you decide, do you write your power list for the next day, the night before, so it's ready to go? Or is it the first thing you do when you get up? But that list should drive your day. And you don't get to go to bed till it's either all done or you are okay with, you know, taking a loss for the day. And you don't get to start your day till you know what it looks like. So that's critically important. Everyone can do this differently. I actually like to write mine down on a notebook. So I've got a notebook that's nothing but power list. And every day after I usually have a W, sometimes not, I fold the page and go on. And this is great for growth too, because then as time goes on, you can go back and look and see like, oh gosh, look, 6 months ago, I needed to actually remind myself to get up and meditate every day. And now it's a part of my day.
Very cool. And it truly is a tool, if you embrace it and you do it every day, that allows you to develop better habits in your life. Really, you know, atomic habits. We've read that book, Atomic Habits. It helps you develop those atomic habits so that they become natural. They become natural and not forced. The other thing, I've seen people who actually do this become less overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Because we coach a lot of people. And one of the biggest problems we see people have is they're in a state of overwhelm. So they're all over the map and they're not effective at anything. Yeah. And when you have a power list, you can look at it and go, okay, I need to do this and this and this and this.
Yeah. And here's the thing. We live in a state where it's almost a desirable quality to be busy. So people are, oh, I'm so busy. I'm so busy. I'm so busy. And so what happens very frequently, we see when people start implementing the use of a power list and they do it correctly, you know, they're like, well, I did everything on my list and I still have some time. There's time left in the day. And it's like, cool. You get to go goof off for, you know, whatever time is left. So I feel that this power list helps people become more productive because now remember five, right? You're very intently focused on five things. There's a tendency for people to, oh, I've got 18 things on my power list. Like, no, that's not what you want to do. So Yeah. So you're right. It helps people become less overwhelmed because they've got clarity about what to do.
Absolutely. So guys, if you're listening to this and you're overwhelmed or you're not moving forward in the way that you want to move, implement the strategy and let us know. Let us know how it's going. You know, send us a message, leave a comment in the podcast, leave a comment on Facebook or on social media, reach out to us and let us know if it helped you. And if you know people that could benefit from this simple but really powerful strategy, share this episode with them. Invite them into our Corner Office at Home Facebook group where they can be part of the community and really leverage other people's successes and energies and tools and skills. So I think that's a wrap for today. What do you think, Lisa?
I love it. I absolutely love it. We've got our power list to finish up. So
I know I still have a couple things to do on it. So thanks for joining in, guys. And we will be back again next week with more strategies and tools and tips and realities to help you navigate this crazy entrepreneur space and the world we're living in today. Bye for now.